Mesechet Ksuvim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Hamashlish Moed Lepito. V'hi on merit, Neman Bali Alat. Somebody who gives money to a third party, which is called a shlish, and tells the shlish to buy a certain property for his daughter. And she says, after she is miskasha, that he should give the money to her husband. She trusts her husband to buy this property with the money. Yasa shlish masha hushlash biyoto divir abimim. The shlish should not listen to her. Instead, he should buy the property himself with the money. Agar is a mitzvah l'kayin divir ha-meis. It's a mitzvah to do exactly what the meis told you to do. Now, this is only if the boss is only miskasha. But if the boss is already married, then even Rabbi Meir will agree that the shlish can give the money to her husband. And certainly the Av did not have in mind that the shlish would continue to hold on to the money even after the boss is already married. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, v'chi'ena elu zara, v'hiroyza l'machra, harehi mechura me'aksa. Rabbi Yossi said, even if the shlish had already bought this property with the money, if she wanted to sell it, she can sell it and do what she wants with the money. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if she does not want to buy this property with the money, if she demands that the shlish give this money to her husband, he can do so. When does Rabbi Yossi say that the shlish can give the money over to her husband? That's only if the boss is a gdoila, since a gdoila has the ability to sell the property. But if she is only a ktana, and a ktana cannot sell a property, so therefore, Rabbi Yossi said he should not give the money to her husband. Instead, he should buy the property with the money. Somebody who makes a net and not allowing his wife to benefit from his property. Now, even though a Baal is mechuyis to support his wife, so therefore the netter should not be chal, as a person cannot make a netter to get out of chiyuvim that he is chayim. The Gemara explains that we are talking about over here where he told his wife, use your own earnings to support yourself, and she agreed to that as her own earnings were enough to support her. But we are talking about over here where her earnings were not enough to support herself according to the standard that she was used to in her father's house. Now, even though a husband is not mechuyev to support her according to those standards, but here, since the husband refuses to support her, instead she is supporting herself, the husband is mechuyev to make sure that she has enough to support herself according to the standards she was used to in her father's house. So therefore, ad shloishim yom yamid parnas, for the first 30 days, he can hire somebody to support her. Now, even though if he hired somebody directly to support her, he would be over on the netter, and that person is a shliach. The Gemara explained that we are talking about where he said, koha mefarnes enu mafsid. Anybody who supports her will not lose, so whoever decides to support her is not his shliach. He is only hinting that the person who will support her will get compensated by him, so that is not as if he is supporting her directly, so that would be allowed. Yes, sir, Mikan, Yoiti V thinks Tufa, but after 30 days, he can no longer support her Ayideh Shliach, and this is embarrassing for her. People will start finding out that he made a netter against her, so therefore, if he cannot find a heter for his netter during the first 30 days, he is mechuyev to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, V'Yisrael Chodesh Echad Yikayim Shnayim Yoiti V thinks Tufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the husband is Yisrael, meaning he is not a Kohen, so then he agrees with the Tana Kama that for 1 month he can hold on to her and support her Ayideh Shliach, but for 2 months or anything more than 1 month, he must give her a get and a ksuba if he cannot find a heter for his netter. Uva Kohenes, but if she is a Kohenes, meaning the husband is a Kohen, so therefore once he divorces her, even after he finds a heter for the netter, he cannot take her back. So then the din would be different. Shnayim yikayim u'shloisha yoytzi v'yiting suba. He can support her Ayideh Shliach for 2 months, and hopefully he'll find a heter for his netter during those 2 months. But for 3 months, or anything more than 2 months, then he must divorce her and give her a